Well, there's dissension in the Ace's household. The Ace's semi-adopted orphan, Corky, announced he and Jane's niece, Betty, are in love and want to get married. Mr. Ace had a private talk with Corky and is definitely against the marriage. Jane had a private talk with Betty and promised to help Betty elope. This episode is an alternating scene between the Ace's bungalow and the street corner. But first to the Ace's, where we find Mr. Ace alone in the living room. There goes the telephone. Listen.
Hello? Yes? Who? Oh, yes, Corky. Well, come on over if you want to see me. You don't have to call out for an appointment. What? On what corner? The drugstore. Well, did you stop up there? Well, why don't you walk the other block and come over? Well, I guess I can walk up there, but what's it up? Oh, strictly important, huh? Well, yes, I'll put on my coat and not tell anybody here where I'm going. Well, all right, if you say so. Did you think over what I asked you last night? Oh, it's about that, is it?
Who's that, dear?
Oh, okay, old boy, I'll be seeing you.
Is that Marie, dear?
So long.
Who is it?
Oh, that's just a man I've been talking business to. Nothing important, sir.
What did you have to say to Colby last night?
Jane, I thought we weren't going to discuss that.
But you can tell me what you said to him and what he said.
I'd rather not. Well, I'll be back pretty soon.
So you get my ghost here. I keep asking you things and you keep changing your stuff. Oh, come back here. I want to talk to you.
See you when I get back, Jane.
Well, he isn't the most obsolete person I ever saw. Betty, come on out. He's gone.
Did you call me Aunt Jane?
Yes, he's gone. He went up to the drugstore for something. Sit in here.
I'd rather sit in my room, Aunt Jane.
No, sit out here where it's more cheerful. I don't understand you. For a girl who's going to get married, you're the saddest looking person I ever saw.
That's just it, Aunt Jane.
Just it. If getting married is going to make you feel black and blue all over, you oughtn't to do it. Look at me. I'm happy about it. And wait till you see this wedding veil when I get it mended.
It is beautiful, Aunt Jane, and I appreciate the thought of your wanting me to wear it, but
well, it'll bring you the luck it brought me, and vice versa. You'll sure be happy. That's why I want you to wear it.
But, Aunt Jane, how can I wear a wedding veil if I'm going to elope?
Well, you don't have to wear it while you're eloping. You wear it while you're getting married. I'll show you how. I'll be there. It is beautiful, isn't it?
I can remember how I looked in it the day I got married. I looked positively stunned. 8 years ago. Where does the time go? It seems like only yesterday. And it was only yesterday that I saw Corky. I haven't seen him all day today. And Jane, I'm worried.
Worried? What about?
About Corky. He never misses a day stopping by the office and taking me to lunch. He never misses a day meeting me after work so we can walk home. But today, today he wasn't there.
Oh, Betty, don't cry.
I can't help it. Uncle Ace is doing something. So he's taking him away from me. Did he tell you what he said to Corky last night?
No, I just asked him again. It's just like talking to a deaf wall. He won't tell me a thing. He's just up like a clamp.
I'm so worried. I know he must have said something or done something because this isn't like Corky.
Well, there's no use worrying about that now. My goodness, just because you didn't see him one day. Is that a reason?
But I've seen him every day for the past 2 months. Usually I have to send him away. He interferes with my work. But today, today he didn't show up at all.
Well, familiarity breeds a temper, they say. And besides, it won't be long now. He'll be married and you'll see him all the time. Oh, isn't this veil beautiful? I was dying to show it to Uncle Ace tonight, but I'm sure if he saw it, he might catch on about the elopement.
Oh, of course he would. Don't show it to him, Aunt Jane.
No, I won't. Don't worry about that. Oh, don't worry about anything. Just be happy.
I could if only Corky would call me or something.
Well, maybe he will. It's early yet.
He'll be working pretty soon. It's 8 o'clock. He can't call me while he's working. I just know Uncle Ace has done something to him or he's told him something. I'm worried.
Hello, Uncle Ace.
Oh, hi, Corky. What's on your mind? Why did you come over to the house?
Well, I couldn't. I got something important to tell you.
Well, couldn't you tell us there?
No, I couldn't in front of Betty, because it would spoil what I've been doing all day.
What you've been doing? What have you been doing all day?
I've been not seeing Betty.
Not seeing Betty?
Yeah, after I had that talk with you last night, I decided I'd try something else. And that's what I did. All day today.
What?
I've been not seeing Betty.
You've been not seeing her?
Not once. I didn't take her to lunch like I always do, and I didn't meet her after work. Nothing.
Yes.
Well, that's what I decided to do last night, after I talked to you. Test myself.
What do you mean?
Well, I decided to stay away from her. to see if I'd miss it.
Oh, I see. Stay away from it. That's a good idea. For how long did you decide to stay away from it?
A whole day.
A whole day?
What yeah, happened? And I didn't see her all day. That's why I didn't want to come over to the house and see her tonight.
But one day isn't going to convince you whether you miss her or not.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no. You've got to make it at least a month or so.
Oh, no, I don't.
But you're not going to stand here and tell me that just because you didn't see her one day that you're convinced you can't live without her. That's not playing fair with me, Cokie. If you decided to stay away a month, at least a month.
But I don't have to stay away a month. I found out in one day.
Oh, no, Cokie. You can't do this to me.
I found out I didn't miss her.
No, you can't. You found out what?
I didn't miss it.
You didn't miss it. You... Wait a minute. Come here. What did you say?
I didn't miss it all day, Uncle Abe.
You didn't?
I'm sorry, but I didn't. Once for a little while, around 12:30, when she goes for lunch, I sort of found myself walking to her office. But I remembered in time, and I walked the other way.
You did?
Yeah, and then I didn't think of her again all day.
You see? Now, what did I tell you?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Of course I was. Out of sight, out of mind. It was just a habit with you, that's all. Once you broke yourself of the habit, it was all over.
Yeah, I guess you're
right. You just had her on your mind, that's all. Now you've got her off of your mind. It's going to be a great release to you, too. You'll be like a new man.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I won 4 out of 5 games this afternoon not thinking of her.
Games?
Pool. I played pool with some of the fellas. Around 5 o'clock when I used to meet Betty and walk home with her.
Oh, so instead of that, you played pool?
Yeah, I won 4 out of 5 games.
Now, you see? Now, the other way, with Betty on your mind, why you probably wind up behind the 8-ball.
Yeah, I guess you're...
Hey, gee, that's funny, Uncle Ray. You see, you're like a new man already. Laughing.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Uncle Ray.
Sure I am.
Behind the 8-ball.
That's pretty good, Uncle Ray.
Okay, Cokie. Now, the point is that you're through with Betty.
I don't remember that one.
Yes.
Now you're convinced that you're through with Betty.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I sure didn't miss it once today.
Of course you did. Now, all you have to do is not think about her anymore. You'll forget the whole incident.
Well, the only thing is, I don't know how to tell Betty.
Tell her what? She'll catch on. As soon as she notices that you're not coming around anymore, she'll just forget you as easily as you forgot her.
She will?
Why, sure.
Well, that's a woman for you, ain't it?
What?
Forget you just like that. I'm off.
Well, after all, you forgot her just like
that. I'm off for life. I wouldn't walk across town to see one.
Okay, now just calm down, Cokie.
I sure appreciate what you did for me, Uncle.
That's okay, Cokie. I was just working in your interest, that's all. Now, don't think about it anymore. If Betty calls you or something, just say you've been busy working. And by the way, you're supposed to be working now, aren't you?
Yeah, I gotta be there by 8:30. I guess I'd better go.
Okay, old fella. Glad to have had this talk with you.
I gotta remember that joke. Behind the 8-4. I'm gonna tell a boy that is that so.
Okay, Cokie. Just don't wind up behind it, that's all.
See, that's pretty good, Uncle Ace.
Why
you tell it the more I like it. Well, so long. I've got to drop in at this drugstore here. Yeah. It's just that I can't understand his not showing up once today, all day. I'm positive somebody has been saying things to him. He's so gullible around things.
Oh, I don't think he is now, Betty.
Of course he is.
Oh, I don't think he is since you came here. He used to be gullible.
Huh?
He used to be gullible before you came here. Any girl that came along, you'd start falling for.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Do you think there's another girl around town?
Oh, I don't think so.
Then why do you talk to me this way? Why do you put those things in my mind?
Well, now, Betty, after all, you started it. You're the one that said he was gullible. You're the one that said he hadn't come to see you once today.
Well, he hasn't. And I'm sure that with him, it's out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, it's more with you out of sight and out of mind, if you ask me. Just because he's out of your sight, you're out of your mind worrying about him.
Well, I can't help it.
You can, too. Just forget about it. And tomorrow, when he comes to take you to lunch, don't mention anything about it. Don't let him know that you missed him today.
But I did. I do.
Oh, I know you did. I know you do. But don't let him know it. You know how men are, don't you?
How are they?
Oh, pretty good. I mean, you know how they love to make their girls miss them and all that. I'll bet folks are doing it on purpose, if you ask me.
You think so, really?
Yes, that's the whole thing in a shell hole. Now, don't think about it. Just be happy and think about getting married.
I can't say. Here he comes. It's Uncle Ace, I think.
Oh, and just don't say anything now.
I'm going into the bag.
Oh, well, he doesn't know what it's for. He won't catch on. I'll just go on selling.
I'm back, Jay.
Oh, that's good, dear. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride.
Well, what a cozy little picture of happiness this is.
Yes, we're all happy, dear.
Yes, I see. How's the girl, Betty?
Oh, splendid.
Fine, that's a spirit. Oh, go right ahead with the mending, Jane. Don't mind me. I'm quite happy just to sit around and take it easy for a change.
Oh, that's good, dear.
Yes.
Here comes the bride, here comes
she's
the bride.
She's nobody's sweetheart now, she's nobody's sweetheart now.
Rock-a-bye day, here comes the bride.
She's nobody's sweetheart now, she's
The discord in the eighth household seems to be quite pronounced, doesn't it? And it grows even more pronounced, as we learn, when next we meet the Easy Aces.